This week we're going to be reading Parshas Tetzaveh. It speaks about the Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen, wearing the Choshen HaMishpat on his chest. V'noso Aharon es Mishpat B'nei Yisrael Aliboy. Aaron HaKohen will wear this judgment of the Jewish people on his heart, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem Tomid, at all times. So Rashi HaKodesh points out that the choshen, this garment that the Kohen Gadol wore, was intended to atone for any sins that the Jews committed related to mishpat. Mishpat means judgment or justice, especially ivus hadin. When courts procrastinate in bringing forth a judgment and they're playing around, they're postponing, they're waiting months and sometimes years for no real reason. And this delay, this ivus hamishpat, is considered a very serious crime. And the choshen mishpat that the Kohen Gadol wore was intended to be an atonement for this type of injustice or any other types of injustice. Now, Rav Nosson Zal, in Likutei Halachos, in Yoreh Deah, Hilchos Orlo, Halacha Hey, paragraphs 7 and 8 and 13 and 14, goes into a major discussion regarding the significance of clothing. In the story of Yosef HaTzadik, when he was a guest in the home of Potiphar, and Potiphar's wife was trying to seduce him, trying to get him to engage in a sin, the Pasuk says there, Vatispesehu v'bigdoi, she grabbed his garment, to be able to make it impossible for him to get out, to escape. The Torah says that Yosef was Yosef HaTzadik. He saw what was happening. He said, if the garment is the obstacle, don't eat it. Have a nice day. And he ran out without the garment. He discarded. If a garment is going to be used to try to get me to engage in a sin, I don't want that kind of garment. And Rav Nosson Zal goes into a whole major explanation that the kovod of a person, the honor, the respectability, the respect of a person is in the clothing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan korele lamani mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his dignity, his self-respect. And Rav Nosson Zal points out that wealthy people are usually recognized by their clothing. Clothing means actual clothing, or the exterior, whether it be their furnishings, their house. Those are also clothing, forms of clothing, garments. It's the exterior of the person. And we know that there's a very delicate, delicate issue here, that clothing on one hand is necessary, it's important, it's significant, and at the same time, chas v'shalom, clothing can lead to gaiva, can lead to arrogance, can lead to a superiority type of complex. And the Torah warns about this. The Torah says that you're going to be wealthy, you're going to be successful, v'rom levavecho, you're going to become arrogant and you're going to forget Hashem. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal points out that the clothing is something that's super, super delicate in terms of a person using it properly to show respect for Hashem. When a person knows that when they're in their own home or when they're doing ordinary things, they dress a certain way. When I'm going to shul, I get dressed to go to shul. I get dressed up to go to shul because I'm going to see the king. Or when it's Shabbos or Yontif, I get dressed up because this is Hashem's special day. When it's being done that way, then the clothing isn't for personal glory. The clothing is a symbol of respect for Hashem. I'm using it as a form of respect for Hashem. We know that Rabbi Nizal speaks about the danger of a person wearing torn garment, that's something a person isn't allowed to do because, again, the clothing is a shmirah. It's a protection. There's certain type of clothing that invites sin. We know that there's a certain form of loud dress. So there's clothing that reflects modesty. There's clothing that reflects the opposite of modesty, the opposite of tzniut. And there's clothing that's a display of arrogance. And it's for this reason that in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim had to have special garments. And their garments were expensive. They were expensive to show that, again, the expensive garment is not for personal glory, it's to serve Hashem. I'm in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm in a shul. I'm in a place of holiness. The respect for Hashem is to wear these extraordinary garments. The Kohen Gadol, who was a higher level of closeness to Hashem, he had additional garments. Four additional garments. A regular Kohen had four garments. A Kohen Gadol had eight garments. To show again that he's trying to achieve a higher level of closeness to Hashem, a higher level of respect for Hashem. And the garments were expensive. They had gold in them and other things. But Rav Nosson Zal says, we see that when the Kohen Gadol wanted to enter into the Holy of Holies, there he couldn't wear any of the gold, the big day Zohar, the gold garments. There he had to wear the simple, simple white linen garments, the big day Lavan, when he wanted to enter into the Holy of Holies. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is a lesson. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol. We're talking about the highest level priest. This is a lesson to the great tzaddikim that sometimes a person would say a Talmud Chacham or a tzaddik has to be dressed in royalty to show that the people should respect them. It should command respect. But Rav Nosson Zal says, we see here that when the Kohen Gadol wanted to enter into the Holy of Holies, he had to discard those garments, the fancy garments, and go with the ultimate simplicity, which means that even the great tzaddikim need to know this, that in order to enter into the Holy of Holies, it requires this super simplicity. The begodim should be simple. And this is why this was called Choshen Mishpat, because Rav Nosson Zal says this is where a person gets judged. A person gets judged by the clothing, meaning clothing can invite sin, chas v'shalom. A certain kind of clothing attracts sin, or clothing can be a barrier, a shield to protect a person from sin. And the modesty, when a person, Rav Nosson Zal says, one of the places that people get messed up most, people that start spending money, person sees they're earning a little bit more money, right away they feel obligated to spend it, and they start buying clothes that's way, instead of a shirt costing $20, $25, suddenly they need a shirt, a $50 shirt, a $75 shirt. And then they get to a little bit of a higher league, they're making a little bit more money, and now that shirt's no good, it's got to be custom made for me, with the letters of my name on it. A shirt is a $300 shirt. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what the Choshen Mishpat was for. The Choshen Mishpat was to atone for sins of people taking this too far, people not realizing that, again, if the clothing is a display of respect for Hashem, then it's holy, then it's good. If the clothing is being used, the person wants to use that to command respect, that people should see how great I am, that I can afford, I don't wear clothing that regular people do, I wear the $350 shirt, then it could possibly lead to arrogance. It could possibly, chas v'shalom, push the person away from Hashem instead of doing the opposite. This issue of kavod is something that a person should try to avoid at all costs. And when it is necessary, when a person doesn't have a choice, whenever they can shift it to Hashem or shift it to their parents, people say, wow, you're so successful, you're so great. Yes, of course, my parents, my father, they taught me well, they trained me, they said, to try to avoid taking the honor, the respect for oneself wherever possible. We should be zecher by showing the proper honor and respect for Hashem, for tzaddikim, for Torah, to get to see the real Melech HaKovod, the coming of Moshiach, the binyan Beis Hamikdash, Meir Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.